This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your life much better. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? September 21st is upon us. Explain the situation here as we turn from the good to the mediocre on our way to the bad. That's how I describe the change in seasons when we're headed in this direction. It's all about death and dying and the end of things. The leaves change.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here with the sea turtle boom. Wow, look at all the there are different kinds of turtles. Sea turtles, hello, duh, come out of the sea. There are turtles that come out of fresh water. And so this is the story of the sea turtle boom in Florida. They've had the best nesting season on record.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who are environmentalists and want to protect every living turtle, here we go. The beaches of, let's see here, Naples is a good place, Marco Island, those places. Lots of southwestern Florida sea turtles. Green sea turtles, loggerhead sea turtles, nesting all over the beaches. So when you go to the beach, do you see these? Do you see these turtles with their digging holes in the sand to put their eggs in them?
It's usually at nighttime when it happens, and then you can kind of, I think, what is it, when the eggs hatch, and then you're more likely to see the turtles making their way back into the sea than you are to see the big turtles doing their thing. But what is it? Bonita Beach found 282 nests, breaking the 2019 record.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get it, turtles.
Yep, if you step on them, what happens if you step on the... Do they hatch right away? Do they put them in the sand the next day? Do they hatch? I don't know anything about turtles. I know chickens take a little longer.
That's a good question. I don't believe they hatch right away, but have to ask the Googlebot.
Check that out. Yes. Let's check that out. Okay.
There's so many.
While we're in that neck of the woods, let's go over to Puerto Rico and see what's going on in the wake of Hurricane Fiona. Woo! A lot of power out. At least 10 radio stations down there are out of service because the hurricane has made a mess once again of this island. It's hard because the radio stations want to be on the front line. They want to be informing people as to what's going on. More people tune to radio than any other source when there's an emergency. You knew that. Mm-hmm. And so it's no different in San Juan than it is in New York City. And I don't know that Puerto Rico ever really recovered from the last big storm. There was all kinds of controversy about that.
No, who was that? Maria? I think Hurricane Maria or something like that.
I think it was. Yeah, something. Yeah.
That was tough. And then Fiona went across Turks and Caicos, and oh my goodness! And then what? There's Gaston, who's a tropical situation that has
the next storm coming
up into hurricane force.
Yeah, this time of year. We've had a very dry season, at least in my neck of the woods and all across the Midwest. Midwest isn't getting much relief, but the Northeast is, all the way up from the Carolinas, actually. The weather has been much wetter and cooler. And so those of us who still have crops to get in, still have a lot of farm work to do, who do we speak to about slowing down the pace of the rain for another month or so? Ugh. But it is much needed, and people need to have, they're capturing the water where they can, just to make sure they have enough. More and more people are drilling wells, which I think is a good thing. I'm actually, I've never lived until I moved into this house. I never have had public water supply, and I want to put a well here. I have one down at the farm. I have one at my old house. I just think well water is so much better than the public water supply. I don't want people dumping stuff. I don't want to have fluoride in my water. It's not really good for you.
Yeah, and it depends on where you live, if whether or not you can drink the tap water.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. All right, here's one for the books. Today, the Washington Monument is closed. Yesterday, some jerk, and where the park rangers were is beyond me, because this is their job. They're supposed to protect our national landmarks. So anyway, this guy runs over to the Washington Monument. He's got a can of red spray paint, and he spreads all kinds of profanities all around the Washington Monument. They didn't find the guy, apparently. They've got a suspect, but apparently they didn't catch this guy. What the hell makes people want to do stuff like this? Obscenities on a national treasure like this. So the Park Service is chasing down this adult male. I saw somewhere they grabbed the guy, but anyway, it's unclear to me.
Whether or not, yeah.
Yeah, but
it seems like it started with a, hey, hold my beer.
Oh, really? Okay, great.
One of those situations.
Yeah. University of Tampa student shot. Authorities say that he got into
A
situation. He was in a ride share, huh? Well, he got in the wrong car?
What in the world? And I'm surprised this hasn't happened before or earlier with people who think they're getting into an Uber or anything like that. And then instead it's actually somebody's car, and that person thinks they're being carjacked or mugged and reacts accordingly in a way. But yeah, that's what happened with the driver, that this college student got in their car and they pulled out a gun and shot him because this guy feared for his life.
Right.
And it was just a tragic and fatal accident.
Yeah, well, it's one of the... All right, while we're in the traffic, you'll be happy to know that here in Boston this morning is a huge traffic jam. Basically, climate protesters have shut down every major artery into the city of Boston. Every single road is shut down because protesters have just jumped out into the middle of the road and they're holding up signs to protest global warming. They started at 7 o'clock here, and apparently the police have arrested 5 people already for disrupting traffic. But can you imagine? The commute here involves 400,000 to 500,000 cars a day coming into the city from the suburbs or wherever. So you put 7 or 8 people at each of the major 4 or 5 highways that come into the city, you're not going to get to work on time. Even if the police get there to get them arrested, how much time is it going to take to do that?
But what kind of exhaust do cars put out when they're still running but not actually going anywhere? And for that length of time?
Same stuff. It's the same.
Exactly. So these people are only taking longer to get to work, but they're still in their running vehicles.
Yeah, these people are morons. What else do you say? The Kentucky man who killed 3 students and wounded 5 more in a school shooting that took place 25 years ago, he's going to have to wait another week to figure out whether he's trying to get parole, right? This guy, Michael
Carneal. Yeah, this is his first time that he's open to parole, and he may be granted it, he may be denied it, and he will not have another chance at parole. But also, he has said that while he regrets what happened, he hears voices, and he followed those voices back then. And when asked, do you still hear voices? He said, yes, he does, but he knows how to ignore them now. Great. So it kind of seems like, okay, so maybe more of a some kind of mental health facility he should be spending the rest of his life in. Because if the voices are still there, at what point do you say, well, what if there comes a time where you don't know how to ignore these voices?
Well, I think this brings back into the focus the whole business of mental health, whether you're helping people by putting them in jail, or do we need to do a better job of addressing mental health issues? I don't think that we don't do a good job at all in that department. We tend to, let's just put them in jail and forget them. And if you're there for 10 years, all you've done is become a better criminal for the most part. Anyway.
And especially people who do say, like, maybe they are a threat in the sense of, because this gentleman who is dealing with hearing voices, but he also says he wants to be a better member of society. He wants to help others. So isn't there a way to keep him monitored in a facility that can help him with his mental health situation, but also gives him some kind of job that he is a functioning member of society?
Well, doing something constructive is good for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's just good for your mental health. So earlier we were talking about the fact that Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, in a speech yesterday, has said they're going to revive the draft in Russia for the first time since World War II. Apparently, 300,000 soldiers have disappeared in Ukraine. Just poof, gone. Not going to fight. Where they disappeared to, nobody knows. So now he's calling up in this draft another 300,000 additional soldiers to try to get back onto the what they call the Eastern Front. Well, it's the eastern part of Ukraine, but it's the western part of Russia. I would call it, well, I don't know, anyway. Whether it's the Western Front, the Eastern Front, it's a farce. It really is. When you think about, and along with this, Putin said today in his speech, he would like to, he's called upon the Ukrainians to vote in a referendum to see if they want to join Russia. That ought to go a long way. Huh? What about that? You got to wonder whether this guy needs to go to the mental health ward, huh? Yeah. Peloton introducing a new addition to their portfolio of fitness. Would you have a Peloton?
I do not have a Peloton. I have a spinner.
Your father got a Peloton?
I don't know if he has a Peloton or not. I'm more of the old school. Give me like the cycling, the spinner.
Yeah, go get a
like
bike. I just got a bike. I like riding my bike.
You can't do it year round or if it's raining or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's what the Peloton's good for. This thing is called a Peloton Row. It's an ergometer. Is that how you pronounce it?
I love a rowing machine. Yeah, give me a rowing machine any day of the week.
Yeah. $3,100. You want? Still want one?
Would they like to become advertisers?
Hey,
some?
There you go.
Awesome.
Let's call them up.
We'll talk about you nonstop, Peloton.
Yep. Give me a bike. Give Jay a bike. And we'll have a rowing boot camp instruction segment on the program every day for beginners. And then we can have some more advanced rowers as well. You realize how good rowing is? There's nothing sexier than a muscular back. And if you really do the job here, the Peloton bike's good for your legs. The Peloton row is good for your back. I actually like to have this. I think that, well, I always said this, I haven't made no sense. I think muscle is very sexy on men and women. And I think this is a better way of doing it than grunting and groaning. There's nothing worse, nothing for me, anyway, more boring than going to the gym. It is a complete bore. But maybe rowing.
Yeah, unless there's a rowing machine we can get on.
Yeah, let's get on the rowing machine. All right, so we just did, what, a two-minute ad for Peloton?
Yep, you're welcome, Peloton.
Yeah, right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
I thought one of the things that farmers have been weighing in on is the rising cost, the inflation that we're all going through. So the folks at Purdue University have done a survey, and they say that the ag economy barometer has risen 14 points in the past month.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess you'd say it's time for some celebrity news, gossip, social media stuff, what's trending in the Doug's Dirt Department. Arsenio Hall, remember him? He's kind of been around, but he hasn't been around as much in recent years as he used to be, but he's still kind of there. And so people know about him, and so there's a story about him that is not particularly good for him or other people in Los Angeles. We'll talk about that after this. Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds really formal, Elizabeth, isn't it? Elizabeth Miller from Calitran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way, by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know. So it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale up. Buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calitran orders, too.
Calitran, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works. Okay, so Arsenio Hall's home, Jay, apparently was hit not once, but twice by burglars. And he was home while this was going on.
Yeah, and police say that because it happened twice, he clearly was targeted.
Yeah, right. He heard the noise downstairs when he was in bed. He came down, he found somebody had broken the glass on his sliding door.
Mm-hmm. And the burglars got spooked and took off.
Yep. So that just shows. So
did they try to come back?
Went back
and
again?
Is there something in particular they wanted there?
What did the police see in the surveillance video? I'd like to kind of know. All right, well, anyway. Arsenio gets back into the spotlight. Matthew McConaughey says he wasn't going to let his experiences of being molested when he was young to affect his future. I never knew that he was Have you heard this story before?
Yeah, he kind of opened up a little bit about it in his memoir that came out a couple years ago, and then he discussed it more in a recent podcast that the first time was when he was blackmailed at the age of 15 into having sex with somebody, and then at 18, he was knocked unconscious in the back of a van, hit over the head, and molested by a man. And that he surrounded himself with so many wonderful people, men, women, couples, mentors, and people who talked with him and let him talk through these things. He said he never actually went and had sought out therapy for this, but he was able to consciously say, I'm not going to carry this baggage with me. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to live my life, and I'm not going to let those circumstances, those experiences, change how I feel about other people and how he trusts people, how he chooses to love people, and that he's only going to carry the weight of happy things and love and any of that stuff. He is just like, I'm not going to let that rule my life.
Yeah. Well, good for him. And who knew this had happened? It doesn't seem to affect it. You know, you wonder whether did it affect his acting ability? Might this have made him a better actor? Who knows? But
yeah,
it's interesting opening up about this sort of thing. 20 is way too much of it. 28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve is set to create more money woes in its battle against inflation this week with another substantial interest rate hike. An explosion took place in Oregon, Ohio, at the BP refinery on Cedar Point Road. At least two people were injured in the blast Tuesday evening. A group of Venezuelan migrants on Tuesday filed a lawsuit in federal court against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and other Florida officials who gave them a flight to Martha's Vineyard. Boston-based Lawyers for Civil Rights is the law firm. Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona. The autopsy report says he OD'd on fentanyl. In a major escalation of the war in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin raised the threat of nuclear response in the invasion and ordered the country's reservists to mobilize. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
You know how you visit Staples Connect? You put the staple gun with a couple of pieces of paper, and you slam the top of it down, and there you have Staples connecting, right?
That's right.
How it works.
Can I tell you, some people like paper clips. I'm all about a staple.
Stapler.
Yeah.
And staples. And staples.
The only element of my life that's not commitment phone.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday morning, September 21st, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. She and I figure out what we think you need to know and then pass it along, talk about the things, the events, the issues, the people of the focus involved in the focus on things. And so here's a focus on a young scientist, Jay, who worked in the jungles of Thailand, who's now been awarded a national prize for his invention of a $2 paper microscope.
Heavy equipment.
A $2 paper microscope? I would like to see how that works. He's a professor at Stanford University. The $2 microscope. Most good microscopes are pretty expensive, and they're kind of bulky, all right? Hard to transport to remote locations. So apparently he's quite a skilled technician, and this thing invented a portable microscope for $2. $1.75, actually. It's called the Foldscope.
This is incredible. This is amazing. Especially think about these scientists in the middle of the Amazon rainforest with $50,000 worth of equipment that they're just like lugging around and all of this. And no. In comes this young scientist who's like, let me show you what I have.
I'm showing you my stuff, baby. Here it is. So he gets the Golden Goose Award from the American Association for the Advancement of Science. This was in the scientific journal Science. The Golden Goose Award is good for any number of reasons. I just think that this is something to encourage. Young people need to be encouraged to be. And I'm going to say this. Somebody's going to take a shot at me, but I'm going to say it anyway. His name is Manu Prakash. Not certainly a Native American, or if he is, his family isn't. And how many times are we seeing these days names like that that come from India, Pakistan, other places where they are doing a better job of encouraging youngsters to think outside the box? The education is better.
Yeah, more often than not.
Right. Look at all the people that are working in the software markets. There's a big company, a French company, Sanofi, that's headquartered, it's American headquartered here in Framingham. They do a lot of scientific research for various drugs, that sort of thing, and they have mostly employed people who are Indian. Framingham has become inundated with people who are Indians. And you see them walking around the neighborhoods all the time in their Indian garb, but they're the scientists that are doing the serious work over at Sanofi. Where are the Americans? Where are the people? And I'm not criticizing the Indians, because this is part of what we're talking about with regard to immigration. We apparently have become so stupidly stupid, and the education is so bad here that we're bringing people in from other countries. And so it brings me around to looking at the stats, Jay. 2 million people have entered from Mexico since the beginning of the year. 2 million encounters. And as the Biden folks open things up even more, the Border Patrol says they expect 2.3, 2.4 million encounters in the next year.
And even though they're coming through Mexico, they're not actually, not everyone's coming from Mexico. Who is
this?
Oh, the many Venezuelans who they took a 3 month journey on foot just to get up to Texas, and then they were flown or bused.
As a matter of fact, the people you're just talking about from Nicaragua and Venezuela, Central America, South America, the numbers are up 175% from last year of people coming from that area. Good heavens. The forecast from Fiona, we were talking about this earlier, is Fiona moves north, Category 3 storm right now, banging away at Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Apparently it'll move up. It's in the Turks and Caicos earlier. This is the strongest hurricane. It hit Puerto Rico for 5 years. Last time they had a big one, 3,000 people died. They still haven't really gotten back. And there are some that think Fiona will strengthen into a Category 4 before it hits Bermuda. And so I'm looking at the forecast here. It's going to be good weather. Let's see, today is, what, Wednesday? Today and tomorrow, and then Friday here in New England, they get the back end of this storm. All right, Minnesota. Ready? You ready for a trip to Minnesota?
I'm so ready.
50 people have been charged with laundering $250 million in pandemic relief aid. This is another one. We've had, what, three or four of these stories all this week of more and more people who are accused of stealing the money from the federal government during the pandemic. Virginia. A school in Virginia paying $1 million to the family of a freshman who was hazed and then got killed. $1 million going to the family of Adam Oakes. Virginia Commonwealth University is changing its fraternity and sorority life. A little late for that.
Yeah. Oh, this is so heartbreaking.
This stuff goes on. I remember being hazed when I went into a fraternity at Heidelberg, and it annoyed me. And I thought to myself, why did I even join this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never...
It's like the quote-unquote rite of passage, but parents talk to your kids, aunts, uncles, talk to the kids in your life, the children in your life who are going off to college, even in high school and younger, about peer pressure and about not giving into the peer pressure, but also on the flip side, not peer pressuring anybody to do stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that, and you go along to get along. Isn't that what it... That's what you hear oftentimes.
Uh-huh.
So tell me what you think of this as we move around the news department and the stuff that's going on in the world that makes a difference. Doctors are being told by other doctors that there ought to be, in other words, this is a physical to a psychiatric doctor. Physical doctors, medical doctors are talking to psychiatrists about regularly screening everybody who's over the age of 65. Screening for anxiety. Because anxiety and stress, if you boil it down to what's going on with older people, number one cause of death. People in their fear. And we're so foolish because our lives are being fed by fear, watching all that crap on television, reading all of this stuff online, and it just does nothing but create... If you go back 100 years or even 50 years, when people lived a simpler, sweeter life, it was because they kind of knew what was going on, but they didn't. And there's an argument to me, well, look at all the bad stuff that was going on nobody knew about. Well, now that we know about it, is it getting fixed? No. It's just making people more anxious. So there's a U.S. Preventative Services Task Force that says that anxiety screening should go on for adults, even if you don't have a symptom. So what I'm wondering here, reading between the lines, Jay, for the benefit of the people who are listening that are that age, you ask your health care provider and you find out whether your insurance, you're on Medicaid when you get to Medicare, Medicaid when you're at 65. So does that mean that you're going to have this stuff paid for? It ought to be. It's preventative. We are, again, not really well tuned in. A lot of progressive countries, especially in Europe, have as part of their health care screenings for people, and it's a health, it's mental health as well as physical health. You know, you want a prostate exam? Okay, let's get a cerebral exam. Find out what the heck's going on. Are you okay? A lot of people get older, they lose their family, they're away from their family. You know, they're worried about this, that, and the other thing. So there are a lot of benefits from this. There certainly is no risk involved. What's the risk of finding out whether you have anxiety?
Yeah.
As you get older, how is there any risk in that?
And if there's something that's happening, then it can be dealt with. And look at it this way with having a baby. There's maternity, postpartum depression, and the caring mother will typically have to go through these surveys every time, even just taking the child to the pediatrician's appointment. But the non-caring parent doesn't have to go through any of that. And while it may not be the biological situation that causes a depression or an anxiety, this is still a significant life change. And both parents should be able to be monitored for this.
Yeah, for sure. The situation with CVS and Walmart, their connection to the opioid crisis, we'll talk about that in a matter of moments, 44 after the hour. A little focus on the Thunderstorm air purifier. This is something I've been talking about now for about a month. Hopefully you're getting the message that you can purify your air in your home and get yourself healthy and clean by using the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It uses oxy technology, sends out molecules into the air that seek out the odors and the air pollutants and get rid of them. It doesn't mask them. It doesn't cover them up. It gets rid of them. It purifies the air in your home, provides you with pure, fresh air to breathe. It's the same as what you feel after a good thunderstorm. You know how the air is so clear and fresh? That's what the thunderstorm does.
It smells so
24/7.
Good.
Yep. So don't ever breathe dirty air again. Go online right now while you're thinking about it. That's pretty easy to do. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3 will get you a $200 savings on three. One, two, three. Not on each of them, but for all three of them. Get all three for under $200. Use the discount code DOUG3 at EdenPureDeals.com.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the VIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on VIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay. All right. Before we get to what I said we were going to talk about for a minute, I just found out something that I didn't know before. Did you know, this is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact department, that the Pope, Pope Francis, was a bouncer in a nightclub when he was
That's
a kid?
Awesome.
Huh?
I love this story.
Oh, my God. This is, what else do you say? No, he was a bouncer. I think that's very, very cool. I think it's amazingly just one of those. I mean, huh? What did you just say? The Pope was a bouncer? Unga bunga. Okay. Let's see where I was here before I was so rudely interrupted. I think I was interested in looking at CVS and Walmart and what they have agreed to pay to settle claims over their roles in the opioid crisis. You may recall, maybe I didn't recall, state of West Virginia sued them. And now they're going to pay, respectively, let's see, $82 million from CVS, $65 million from Walmart, and then where does the money go? Where does the money go? That it's good that they're being penalized for their role, whether they're still, you know, hopefully not selling the stuff like they were, but I want to know where the money goes. Let's see if we can get the answer to that question at 10 before the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Listens to radio at night. EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are here again, 53 after the hour now. Doug's Good Day with Jay, and now Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments. We talk about videos, DVDs, all the stuff that is on the screen, big screen, small screens. So here's the theme from Happy Days. It probably started on this date 84 years ago. Right, Chuck?
Actually, no, this is it's a Happy Days reference, but this is an interesting footnote in TV history, Doug. This day, TV history, September 21st, 1977, on an episode of Happy Days, Fonzie, played by Henry Winkler, put on a pair of water skis and literally jumped the shark. And at that point, it was referenced in TV when a show, what they say, goes off the rails creatively. They call it jumping the shark. And that reference was from that episode on Happy Days, this day, 1977. I actually don't think Happy Days really jumped the shark. I think he jumped the shark when Ron Howard left the show. It was never...
Why did he leave?
He left to do features. He wanted a feature career, but his chemistry with Henry Winkler on the show was so good, that bond, that friendship, that relationship was so good that when he left, it just was not the same. They brought in an actor, Ted McGinley, who later actually hit big on Married with Children. He was okay, but he just wasn't Ron Howard.
He wasn't Ron Howard.
Yeah, no. Sure. But here's when they say jump the shark, I give example, it would be like Patrick Duffy, Bobby coming out of the shark coming out of the shower on Dallas. That was a jump the shark moment. Like, it was creatively, they took a leap that was so insane. That
you mean because he was dead?
Yeah, although I think that did save the show, but it was, you know, moments like that are what they call jump the shark moments on TV.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
You're
all right, what do you think of Ana de Armas, who is now playing Marilyn Monroe in this new movie, Blonde? Mm-hmm. She went to Marilyn Monroe's grave, which is in the Hollywood Cemetery, but the Hollywood Cemetery is in Brentwood. where all a lot of the very famous actors and actresses are buried. So she went to the grave to ask Marilyn's permission to be in the film about Marilyn's life story.
What you want me to answer that question?
Sure.
I'll try. I would say to each their own. You know, it's a little out there, but if it worked for her, good.
Yeah, and it seemed to have. What are you here? What are the latest reviews?
Very dark. I mean, from what I read, it's going to premiere on Netflix networks. I think it goes in limited theaters, very limited.
It's dark.
Some theaters. It's dark, disturbing, very dark, disturbing script from what I read. And it takes liberties. Now, they say it takes like a lot of liberties, which may or may not be factual. I have a problem with that because I'm not going to give what I heard away, let people see it themselves. But there's some really historically disturbing stuff, if this is true, in this film.
You mean about who killed her?
46, huh?
You mean about who killed her?
No, I mean, supposedly there's a scene in the film where President Kennedy rapes Marilyn Monroe. Now, I mean, historically, like, how would they, like, who said that? It was in a novel. It's based on a novel. But a lot of people are going to look at this movie and say, like, they're going to look at things, they're going to look at history probably differently. Well, is it true? I don't know the answer to that question. But if they just drew things in there for shock value, I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
No, I wouldn't have thought. You know, it's
especially
well,
when you're basing it on a real life person. Like if you're taking a real life person and you're embellishing the possibility of certain things happening, but you don't know if they're factual. Is that really fair?
Well,
probably not. But
yeah, but the thing about the Marilyn Monroe performance on Kennedy's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Iconic.
With his wife sitting next to him. And the oohs and the gaga. So would he have done that? I wouldn't have thought.
This is not, from what I hear, this is not a feel-good movie.
No, all right. I'm not going.
You get sucked down the rabbit hole of darkness, and it's 2 hours and 46 minutes. And a lot of people said that it's probably good that it's on Netflix because it's not a movie that you want to watch in one sitting. It's sort of good to take a break because it's very bleak.
Yep. All right, so I'm not going to see. Well, I have
not.
Netflix. I don't like to go watch movies on Netflix anyway. So, all right, so we'll pass on that. What are you? Got a couple of more seconds of any movie news?
I just got this day in TV history, 1950. Raymond Burr premiered on CBS, ran for 9 years. Very good television show. He was really good in
fabulous.
That
role. Yeah, he was very, very good. I remember reading the story, the fellow who created Perry Mason, along with the producer of the TV show, watching a lot of people walk across the stage. Raymond Burr walked out and he said, "That's Perry Mason!" So he got the job. 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.